A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The word of the Lord. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Blessed the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. His posterity shall be mighty upon the earth. The upright generation shall be blessed. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He shall never be moved. The just one shall live in everlasting remembrance. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. An evil report he shall not fear. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steadfast, he shall not fear, though he looks down upon his foes. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His generosity shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life will lose it. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor everyone, whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the Feast of St. Lawrence. And St. Lawrence is, you know, to have his own feast. He's one of the first martyrs, the first deacon martyrs anyway. St. Stephen was first. But if you ever go to Rome, one of the seven churches dedicated the basilica, major basilicas, is to St. Lawrence. And he's all over the place. Lawrence is a big Roman saint, as it should be. But the reality is that Lawrence gave his life for the poor. Huh? When we hear about the reading about the seed that must fall into the ground and die, that's for all of us. When Lawrence, after St. Sixtus, the Pope was killed, and Lawrence was the treasurer of the church, and the emperor says, "You bring all the gifts or all the riches of the church to me." And he brought all the poor. This is our riches. Do we think about the poor as our riches? Are we generous, as it says in the first reading? Again, that's where it finds out. If we're generous, then God is generous with us. And if we're not generous, God is not generous with us. St. Lawrence was generous with his life. He gave it away. You cannot be a Christian if you're not generous. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care if you spend 5 hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament and say 20 rosaries a day. If you're not generous, you're not doing God's holy will for you and for me. We must give up our lives every day. We must take care of the poor, or we must stop calling ourselves Christians. It's just that simple. Lawrence gave his life proclaiming this. we must give our lives every day in generosity, proclaiming the same thing. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.